我们今天读的经文是来自马太福音的五章五节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5:5.
我们会一起读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
We will read it together first in Chinese and then in English.
马太福音的五章五节，我们一起读。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Matthew 5:5. Let's read it together.Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
今日谢牧师会继续喺佢讲八福嘅第三讲。今日嘅信息嘅题目系温柔不可阻挡的力量。
Today, Pastor Jim will continue his sermon series on the Beatitudes. Today's message title is The Unstoppable Power of Meekness.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Just join me in a word of prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord, we are broken people.
主，我们是破碎的人。
We are easily swayed by our emotions.
天父，我们很容易因为我们的情绪而走失。
And we often receive your word in a very distorted manner.
很多时是接收你的话语是一个不正确的方法。
So we need your help, O God.
主，我们需要你的帮助。
But more than so, we need you this morning.
今天早上我们都更加需要你。
We pray that the sound of amazing grace may come to our hearts with conviction.
天父，愿意这个奇异恩典的声音是来到我们的心里面去
感动
我们。That you would
be sweet in our ears and our hearts.
愿意这个声音在我们眼中，在耳中，在我们的心里面都是甜美。
But more than so, it may come to us as a crushing spirit, knowing how great your love is.
更加是让我们去听到这个声音的时候，让我们看到你的爱是多么大。
That it would lead us into weeping for joy.
让我们是带着眼泪的来喜乐。
And it will open our mouths to shout your glory and grace down upon us.
让我们去欢呼，让你的恩典是临到我们。
Be glorified, O God.
主，愿意你得着荣耀。
Because you loved us first.
主，因为你先爱我们。
That we are now able to love you and one another.
以致我们现在能够爱你和爱其他人。
Teach us this morning with your word.
天父，用你的话语今天早上教导我们。
Teach us, O God, for we know we are so stubborn.
教导我们，因为是顽固的人。
We know week after week our lives are the same.
因为我们知道每一个礼拜一个礼拜的我们的生命都是一样。
But Holy Spirit, O God.
主，主你的圣灵。
We ask.For you to come and change our hearts this morning.
求你今日早上来到去改变我们的心。
That you would change us the way we see things.
你改变我们，以致我们能够去看见事物。
That we would align every part of our body and mind and soul to you alone.
让我们的心意，我们的灵性都是与你是亲近。
So be merciful to us this morning.
主要今天怜悯我们。
We come as you call.
我们来到你呼召我们。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉基督大能的名义求。
Amen. We are now in the third week of our sermon series on the Beatitude, which we've titled Living the Countercultural Blessings.
我们现在来到第三个礼拜讲到八福，这个主题是活一个生命是跟这个文化是不同的。
Over the past two Sundays, we've looked at the first two Beatitudes.
过去两个礼拜我们看了头那两幅。
And today, together, we are going to see the third beatitude.
今天我们要看第三样。
Blessed are the meek.
是温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
What is this meekness?
这个温柔是什么呢?
What are we inheriting?
我们承受的是什么呢?
Let alone meekness will inherit the earth.
温柔的人可以承受地土。
Friends,
各位朋友,
as we are about to discover God's equation of glory,
当我们去发现神这个荣耀是究竟是什么回事的时候,
and that is far from our own equation of the world,
是跟我们是看这个世界完全不同。
Would you join me in a word of prayer together again?
让我们再次一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence,
因为我们在你的面前去俯伏。
May your word be our only rule.
你的话语成为我们唯一的法则。
May your spirit be our teacher.
愿你的灵是我们的导师。
That your greater glory be our concern.
你的荣耀是我们唯一关注的。
Only through Jesus Christ our Lord.
是唯独藉着耶稣基督我们的主。
Amen.
阿们。
Now, 15th to 16th century Japan,was a land of endless civil wars.
15至到16世纪的日本是有不时的不同的内战。
They had generals, we often call them daimyos.
那些军阀我们称为大名的人。
They fought, so villages were burnt and families were torn apart.
他们去时常去争斗，他们烧毁村庄，去烧毁家人。
Then in the 17th century, this general called Tokugawa Ieyasu came.
咁到十七世纪呢个一个幕府嘅将军叫德川家康。
And in the year of 1600, he finally unified the entire land of Japan as a one nation.
到咗一六零零年，佢最终嘅将日本唔同嘅地咧系统一起嚟，成为一个国家。
Now from then on, from his capital called Edo, which is called Tokyo now.
咁喺当时嘅首府江户，而家就系东京。
Ieyasu's family line and his descendants ruled Japan for 265 years.
德川家康佢同埋佢嘅后人去统治咗日本265年咁耐。
And it brought a long period of history and stability that Japanese people are even today enjoying.
是带来了一段很长的和平的时间，甚至乎现在的日本人都是享受这个和平。
Now, that's nearly three centuries of without civil war in Japan.
就是说日本有300年的时间是没有内战的。
What was his secret?
那么秘诀是什么呢？
Well, Ieyasu once himself quoted like this.
那德川家康他有一句说话的这样说，
The strong man is not the one who defeats others,but the one who masters himself.
他说强者不是那些战胜别人的人，而是那个能够战胜自己的人。
Now that sort of strength we often hear, we have heard from kung fu masters or so forth.
那这种这样的力量呢，很多时候我们听到好像是一些功夫的师傅，他们都这样说。
What they knew is that the true strength lies not in conquering others,but in conquering myself.
他们只知道那件事，就是说真正的力量不是在于你能够战胜人，而是战胜自己。
Conquering your inner enemy.
去战胜你内心的敌人。
Now this is probably a good starting point to understand biblical meekness this morning.
这个能够让我们开始 去学习什么叫做合乎圣经的温柔。
It's not the weakness the world mocks.
不是这个世界所取笑那种的软弱。
But it's the strength in and under God's sovereignty.
而是在神的主权的下面那种的力量。
Now, if Ieyasu's self-mastery became the foundation of his nation's prosperity,
如果德川家康能够去控制中他自己这种的力量，去将他的国家带来那个繁荣的时候，
ifKung Fu masters and others in old history were able to find the meaning of their life by self-mastery.
如果他们其他的功夫的师傅或者过去的人，他能够去控制自己去找到一个秘诀的话，
then even more so is for Christians.
对于基督来讲，基督徒来讲，这个更加是的。
When we surrender at the feet of Christ in our daily basis,
当我们每一天是降服在耶稣基督的脚前，
when we are waiting for his vindication at the cross, rather than going after that vindication on our own,
如果我们去等待耶稣基督在十字架上为我们伸冤，不是我们自己去寻求这个解决的话，
When we offer other cheek when we were hit on the cheek,
如果我们一边面被人打，我们转向另一边被人打的时候，
when we maintain peace without retaliation,
如果我们不去报仇而去维持和平的时候，
that does not mean we become weak,
并不是代表我们软弱，
that means we become an instrument of God's mighty peace,
是我代表我们成为了神祂一个大能，祂的和平的一个使者。
But how often have we failed?
但很多时候我们都失败。
How often have we failed to maintain the meekness in trusting God will vindicate us?
我们有多少次都是失败，我们不相信这个温柔，不相信神为我们伸冤呢？
And how many times have we said things or done things to defend ourselves?When God is our defender.
有几多次我们自己做出一些事去为自己去辩护，而不去以神为我们辩护呢？
As we hear Jesus proclaiming at the right hand of God the Father Almighty,
当我们看到耶稣基督在神的右边，
As he said, blessed are the meek.
他说温柔的人有福了。
As he said, for they shall inherit the earth.
他说他们必承受地土。
We want to open our hearts.
我们想打开我们的心。
And we want to look back and say,
我们想继续说，
I am a sinner, O God.
主要我们是罪人。
Now today's passage we will look at in three parts.
今天的经文我们会分开三部分来看。
First is to understand what does it mean by meekness or by meek,In the biblical terms.
第一就是说在圣经来讲这个温柔是什么意思呢？
And second, we will look at what was this meekness for Christ and the meekness that he was teaching.
第二就是说基督所教导的这个温柔是什么呢？
And lastly, we will look at what does Christ's meekness have to do with me today?
第三就是说耶稣基督所讲的这个温柔今日对我是什么意思呢？
So what is this biblical meekness?
第一就是说合乎圣经的温柔是什么呢？
Now to understand the biblical meekness, we must understand the Greek word meek, which is praus.
只要明白这个温柔我们要的意思，我们要首先要明白这个希腊字 praus 的意思。
And we must understand the circumstances of those who heard this word.
同埋，我哋要去明白当时听到呢个字嗰啲人嗰个当时嘅背景。
Some of you may already know Matthew's gospel was written to Jewish Christians.
咁有啲人可能都知道呢个马太福音写出嚟系写俾犹太嘅基督徒。
Probably after the destruction of the temple in 70 A.D.
大概系主后70年呢个圣殿被毁之后。
Jewish Christians.And their world had just collapsed because the temple is destroyed.
猶太人的基督徒他们的世界好像去颠倒了摧毁了因为他们的圣殿是被毁。
The foundation of their identity was shattered.
他们那个建立在那个根基上面的一个那个给他们身份的这个根基已经是粉碎了。
And their land, or the earth, their earth, was now occupied by the Roman Empire.
而他们的家园他们的地呢是被罗马政府所统治。
But they clung to an ancient prophecy promising a Messiah.
但他们去看到这个他们揸住以前的这个预言讲这个尼赛亚的预言。
And this Messiah would one day come.
这个尼赛亚有一天会来到。
And he will rise in power and overthrow this empire.
他会带着能力的来到去将这个罗马的帝国去赶走。
As a conquering king with sword in hand and victories on his banner.
好似一个大能嘅王，佢嚟到好有能力，揸住宝剑去征服佢嘅敌人。
Israelites' salvation would come through conquest and force.
以色列嘅救者拯救主会嚟到系带住大能大力。
And here Jesus stands.
又而家耶稣企喺度。
In gentleness and humility, a son of a carpenter from Galilee.
一个由加利利嚟嘅木匠嘅儿子，佢又温柔又谦卑。
Stating that the meek will inherit the earth.
佢话温柔嘅人会承受地土。
Not the warriors.
唔系嗰个勇士。
Not the wise and smart.
唔系嗰啲聪明有才智嘅人。
Not the assertive or successful ones.
唔系嗰啲好有自信成功嘅人。
The meek.
系温柔嘅人。
This completely runs upside down in the hearer's mind.
喺佢哋听众嚟讲，呢个系完全颠倒佢哋嘅认识。
Now the Greek word that Jesus used to describe meekness is praus here.
耶稣所用嘅呢个希腊字去讲呢个温柔系 praus 呢个字。
But it never meant weakness.
但系从来都唔系代表软弱。
It carries a nuanced meaning often obscured and distorted in translation to English.
佢呢个字嘅意思有一个好细致嘅解释，好多时系当佢翻译嘅时候咧就失去咗佢嘅意思。
The common renderings of meekness is gentleness or humility or passivity or even weakness.
好多时呢个字咧形容到呢个温柔、呢个谦卑，甚至乎咧系软弱。
But the Greek word praus was the exact word that you would be using to describe a war horse.
但 praus 呢个希腊字咧，其实系用嚟形容一只战马。
It's probably a war horse that in three kingdoms.Cao Cao gifted.
好似喺三国里边嗰只战马。
The red one, I don't know what they're called.
赤兔。
It's a trained horse who has learned to direct its strength with precision and wisdom.
呢个受过训练嘅战马，佢会听服从呢个指示，去用佢将佢嘅能力咧去指向一个佢要指示嘅方向。
As one of the commentators noted, it's a strong stallion that was trained to do the job instead of running wild on its own.
一个解经家话呢个字咧，去形容一只马咧，一个好强壮嘅马咧，佢系被训练去做佢嘅工作，而唔系咧系乱咁跑、乱咁撞。
We can see the similar usage in the ancient classical Greek literature by Aristotle.
咁喺希腊嘅文学里边，亚里士多德亦都咁样讲过。
In his Nicomachean Ethics, he defines this praus as a virtuous mean between anger and lack of anger.
咁佢喺佢嘅呢本书啊，尼格马可伦理学里边形容呢个温柔，就系话好多嘅愤怒同埋完全冇愤怒嘅之间。
So in Aristotle's language, the praus individual is therefore not the one who is incapable of anger, but one whose anger is controlled, rightly channeled.
咁喺亚里士多德所讲嘅说话就系话呢个 praus 呢个温柔嘅字咧，唔系话呢个人唔能够去愤怒，而系咧佢会将佢嘅愤怒系好好嘅控制住，好好嘅去指向一个方向。
Another Greek philosopher, Xenophon, also used this word praus to describe a trained animal that submits to its strength to the will of the master.
咁另一个哲学家斯洛芬佢都话，佢用呢个字去形容一只受过训练嘅动物，佢会将控制住佢嘅体力能力去听佢嘅主人嘅指示。
And this concept is also deepened in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible.
咁呢个概念喺呢个七十士译本喺希腊文翻译嘅旧约圣经里边系更加可以睇到。
So in the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, the meekness or praus and its cognates are frequently used to translate the Hebrew word ana or anawim.
咁呢个字喺用希腊文去翻译，佢哋好多时咧。就是用了 anaw 这个希腊文这个字。
In the Hebrew context, anawim are those who are poor, afflicted, humble, or even oppressed, who lack worldly power and influence, but depend entirely on God.
咁啊 ，Levin 呢個其中一個字根咧，好多時就係用形容到嚇貧窮或者係受到傷害、謙卑、被壓嘅人，佢哋喺世界上冇能力，但係佢係依靠神去讓佢哋去得到釋放同埋伸冤。
It's those who were wrongly treated and yet patiently waiting for God's deliverance.
佢哋係唔受到不公平嘅對待，但係佢哋會等待神嘅拯救釋放。
That's anawim, the Hebrew terms of the meekness.
呢個就係希伯來文 anawim 呢個字，佢翻譯做温柔。
My friends,
各位朋友
，How many times when we are wrongly treated, we speak up?
有幾多時我哋因為人哋對我哋唔好，我哋會去去。
How often have we determined to pay back what we have received?
有幾多次我哋不斷話我哋受到唔好嘅對待，我哋要去反擊。
We see it in everyday life, even in our marriages.
我哋每一日都會見到，甚至乎喺婚姻裏邊。
But that's not the meekness.
但係呢種唔係温柔。
You're just wild donkey.
呢個你就好似一隻野驢一樣。
You need to be trained.
你要受訓。
We ought to be disciplined.
我哋要好好嘅受訓練。
Because Jesus calls, blessed are the wild donkeys.
係咪耶穌話嗰啲野驢會得到祝福咧
？No.
唔係。
Blessed are the meek.
係温柔嘅人有福。
But you won't be able to do that on your own.
但係靠你自己，你唔能夠做到。
As the animals are trained, we ought to be trained by the Word of God. But to take one step further than that, we're not to be trained by the Word of God, we are to be renewed by the Word of God. It is the only hope that we have in this earth. And when we dive into the Word of God to train us, to make us more like Christ,
当我们 在神的话语里面，我们更加受训，是更加像耶稣基督。
We once again realize that it is not our training that makes us enabled, but it is the relationship we are in with God.
我们就会发现，不是因为这个训练让我们有这个能力去变温柔，而是有跟神的关系让我们能够变得温柔。
Because we are invited into this covenantal gracious relationship by Christ.
因为是基督去邀请我们去进入这个约的关系里面。
We have now received the Word of God that teaches something other than that this world would teach us.
我哋能够得到神嘅话语教导我哋一啲嘢，呢个世界唔能够教导我哋嘅。
To borrowing the biblical language, we know the secrets of things that the world does not know.
好似圣经咁样讲，我哋知道呢个世界嘅奥秘，呢个世界系唔知道嘅。
Because we now is not alone anymore in this earth, but we are in a relationship that was set and sealed.By God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now, having that knowledge and acknowledging that means to live in Coram Deo, which is to in the presence of God.
得到呢个知识嘅时候，我哋就系喺神嘅同在嘅里边去生活。
It is us to recognize our need before God and trusting Him for justice, rather than we take it by force.
就话知道我哋喺神嘅面前，我哋嘅需要，而系我哋相信佢会去供应我哋嘅需要，唔系我哋要去用我哋嘅能力去攞翻嚟。
That means to forgive 7 times if you have to.
就即系话我哋要去赦免7次，如果你系要嘅话。
Not because you're virtuous, because we're not.
并不是说你很有德行，因为我们本身不是这样。
But because the blood that was shed for us to enter into the perfect relationship with God that we won't ever be able to.
因为是耶稣基督流出来的宝血，以致我们能够进入和神这个关系。
Do you know who was meek in the Bible?
知不知道在圣经里面谁是温柔的呢？
Moses.
摩西。
He said he is very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth in Numbers 12.
在民数记的12章，他形容到摩西，他是温柔的人，他比世上的任何一个人都温柔。
But to say that he was meek does not mean he was weak.
話佢係温柔並唔代表佢係軟弱。
He was wise.
佢係有智慧。
Now, when we move into the New Testament, we also see that there is a different shift of understanding prowess.
咁到去到新約嘅時候咧，有一個唔同嘅轉變，去點樣去理解温柔呢個字？
When Aeneas had that self-mastery of fighting their inner sinful person,
咁好似德川家康，佢能夠自己有一個能力去控制住自己嘅時候。
And that his enemy was within, not without, and he was able to conquer Japan, unify it, and ruled it for 3 centuries.
始終佢能夠去統領使呢個日本咧係合一，然後有300年嘅和平嘅時間。
That's just the halfway.
呢個只係走咗一半啫。
As a Christian who gathered this morning, there is another step that we must take.
作為基督徒，我哋今天一齊去，我哋知道有好多嘅步驟我哋要去做。
And we've seen that the glimpse of it last week. Knowledge of us leads us to knowledge of God.
上個禮拜我哋都講過，就係話去認識我哋自己，以致我哋能夠去認識神。
It is to put our strength at the feet of God.
就係將我哋嘅能力咧擺喺神嘅腳前。
And waiting for Him to say go, then you go. Waiting for Him to say stop, and you will stop.
去等候佢指示我哋，要去行就行，要我哋停就停。
You feel like I must go right now.
你覺得好似我哋而家就要去啦。
Then you go.
咁你就去。
That's not the prowess, the meek, the New Testament is talking about.
呢個唔係新約聖經所講嗰種温柔。
You're rising up in the morning.
你朝頭早起身。
You're falling down in the evening.
然後夜晚又瞓低。
They all come from God.
佢哋全部都係由神而嚟。
You're not the one who says the final decision.
你唔係嗰一個做最後決定嘅人。
You're not the one who decides where to go anymore.
你唔再係嗰個決定去邊度嘅人。
Because you are precious son of and daughter of God, bought by Christ's blood.
因為你係嗰個寶貴嘅兒女，藉住耶穌基督嘅寶血買贖翻嚟。
You ought to submit to Him.
你要喺佢面前去順服。
But that also is not a restriction in a sense.
但这个不是去限制了你。
But it is of a higher calling than you can ever imagine.
是一个更加高的呼召，是你不可以想象到的。
Now Jesus also was very meek.
耶稣也很温柔。
If Jesus was meek and he had to listen to God the Father,
如果他是温柔，他要听父神所讲的时候。
If he obeyed God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to come down in incarnate form. What about you?
佢顺服父神嚟到道成肉身嚟到呢个地上嘅时候，你咧？你点
样？What about us?
我哋点样咧
？Why are we running like a wild donkeys without an instruction?
点解我哋好似冇得到指示嘅一啲野驴周围走咧
？How many often times have we looked inside of us and said, "I am a sinner, O God"?
我哋好多几多次会望下我哋自己，话我神啊，我系罪人咧。
And Jesus is showing us the way, the truth, and the life of blessedness and inheritance of the earth.
耶稣基督俾我哋睇到点样系能够去承受地土，系佢系呢个道路、真理、生命。
Paul takes one step further in Galatians.
保罗喺加拉太书里边去更加进一步咁样讲。
He calls believers to restore a fallen brother.
他呼召信徒要去怎样挽回一个被过犯所胜的弟兄。
In a spirit of gentleness.
是用温柔的心。
Now, this gentleness, once again, does not always mean humility in weakness.
这个温柔再一次说不是代表他是软弱。
It means to know when to speak up, and it means to know when to, put the band-aid on.
他就是说你要知道几时要去挺身去讲说话。几时要将一个将一个伤口去缝好
？It is also a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, the meekness.
温柔喺加拉太书第五章亦都系被提到系一个圣灵所结嘅果子。
And leaders of this church, including myself,
我哋作为教会嘅领袖，包括我自己。
This is for us.
呢个系俾我哋嘅。
It's an essential for Christian living and leadership to be meek.In the presence of God.
在神的里面作为领袖的要有温柔的特质是很重要。
And how many of us have we not been meek?
我们有多少人是没有真的温柔的?
How many of us have we ran like a wild donkey the way we want to go?
我们有多少人好像一个野驴一样自己想去哪就去哪?
And rest of the church, when you see a leader does that, what do? Do you point fingers at them?
其他人，如果你见到你嘅领袖系咁样嘅时候，你咪就系用手指指责佢咧？
He's also a human being. He makes mistakes.
佢都系一个人，佢会系做错事。
No, people.
唔系咁样嘅。
Yes, we need that judgment in the beginning, but it must follow by your prayers.
但系你开头你系要可以去指出嘅错误，但系你跟住你要为佢祈祷。
Jesus did not call sinners and sinners and went back to heaven.
佢咪净系呼召罪人，然后自己就走咗去啦。
Jesus called sinners so that he could die for the sinners.
佢呼召罪人，以致佢为罪人去死。
When we see sinners around us.
当我们看到周围有罪人的时候，
There must be the truth told that that is a sin.
他们一定要被告知他们当中有罪。
But there must be another step that we must take as a Christian.
但我们作为基督徒，我们要更加有更加多的事要做。
Lead them into the presence of Christ.
去引领他们去到基督的同在里面。
Pray for that soul that they may find Christ.
为他们这个灵魂去祈祷，让他们能够得到基督。
That's the meekness.
这个就是温柔。
You go to your prayer room and lift everything up in your prayers to God.
在你的祈祷室里面，将所有的东西藉着祈祷去交托给神。
That's the strength in the meekness.
这个就是在温柔里面的力量。
Rather than self-asserting power, at that moment of discomfort,
不是只是有自己有主张，自己有自己的权力。
It is a trained and wise heart to trust God, and He will absolutely vindicate and provide.
这个是有智慧的，是藉着神的受训练，我们相信神，祂会始终去为我们伸冤，为我们。
Now we just have laid the biblical meekness or biblical understanding of the meekness before us.
我们刚刚提过，合乎圣经所讲的温柔是什么？
We're going to turn our eyes to now understand what did Christ's meekness or his own meekness look like.
然后我们现在看看基督的温柔，或者他所教导的温柔是什么？
Now those of you who are keen readers of the Bible who have understood already that the third beatitude is the direct reference or even quotation from Psalm 37:11.
如果你熟圣经的时候，你知道这个第三个的福他所来其实是源自诗篇的37:11.
So Jesus' Jewish audience at the time would have immediately recognized the echoing of his words from Psalm 37:11.
咁喺当时耶稣基督嘅听众，佢哋系犹太人，佢哋听到呢句说话嘅时候咧，好容易就联想到诗篇呢句说话。
Psalm 37 is a wisdom psalm.
诗篇三十七篇系一篇智慧嘅诗。
And it illustrates the juxtaposition of the perennial problem of the world, who are succeeding, and the perennial suffering of the righteous.
咁啊，都佢讲到一个经常出现嘅问题，就系话昌盛嘅人佢哋系邪恶，但系正义嘅人咧佢哋受苦。
And actually, it's one of my favorite psalms.
呢个系我一个其中最喜爱嘅诗篇。
And it teaches us in verse 3 and 5 to trust in the Lord.
第三节同埋第五节教导我哋要倚靠耶和华。
And he teaches us in verse 7 to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
佢话我哋要默然嘅倚靠耶和华，要耐性等候佢。
And the psalm would assure that the righteous ones who put their patience and trust in God, will be able to stop from taking vengeance.
咁佢话呢啲公义嘅人，佢哋将佢嘅信系摆喺神佢里边，佢哋就唔会去寻求报复。
And would be able to continue to do good works.
佢哋会继续行善。
That will inherit the earth at the end.
然后最终佢哋会承受地土。
Their meekness is their faithful dependence and patient waiting and endurance in the middle of their suffering.
他们是在苦难里面去耐性的去等候神的拯救。
So Anawim, the people of Psalm 37, was the people of the meekness who was actively trusting, not passively weak, in the weakness.
诗篇37篇所形容的这些温柔，他们不是很被动的去等待，而 是有 將佢哋嘅信任咧擺喺神嘅裏邊去等候。
What does that look like？
咁係點樣嘅咧
？They refuse to take matters into their own hands through sinful anger or manipulation。
佢哋唔會去藉住行惡犯罪而去將親手去做一啲佢哋決定要做嘅嘢。
But what is more important than that is that they would do that。Even knowing that they're being ignored or looked down upon.
甚至乎他们知道被人去藐视被人去看低的时候他们都不会亲自去报复。
That's the strength.
这个是有能力的表示。
Strength to come back up because of Jesus.
这个能力去帮助他们回来因为是耶稣基督的缘故。
Strength to never be crushed down because Jesus is risen.
这个力量让他们不会被压碎因为耶稣基督已经复活。
A strength that this world cannot change the way that we are, but only God.
这个力量不是这个世界能够改变我们而是只有神才能够改变。
It is a strength that comes from knowing that they are in right relationship with God, their Creator and Savior Jesus.
是藉着与神救主耶稣基督有这个正确的关系的时候我们才得到这个力量。
No, by referencing Psalm 37:11, Jesus, what Jesus is doing here is declaring himself the king of the heaven and earth.
咁喺第十一节佢引用到诗篇三十七篇嘅时候，亦都系耶稣基督去指向自己就系呢个地上呢个世界嘅王。
By his incarnation, the kingdom of heaven is now inaugurated in the age of where he was.
藉住佢道成肉身嚟到呢个世界，系新嘅世界已经系喺佢里边，藉住佢临到。
In Matthew 11 verse 29, Jesus describes himself like this.
在马太福音十一章二十九节，耶稣咁样形容佢自己。
Learn from me, for I am gentle. The word proud here and humble in heart.
佢话我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Now imagine the way that he entered Jerusalem in a very triumphal entry.
去想象一下佢进入耶路撒冷嗰一日，系一个好似得胜嘅一个进入耶路撒冷。
If he was a conquering king, he would ride a stallion or a war horse.
如果佢系一个好似一个大能嘅将军咁样，佢会骑住一只战马咁样嚟到。
But Jesus, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah, putting his life under the submission of the Word, willing to humble himself down and mounted on a donkey.
但系耶稣基督佢要去实现呢个撒加利亚所讲嘅预言。他愿意的骑在一只谦卑的驴驹里面去进入耶路撒冷。
He had all the power of the universe, yet he willingly constrained it under his humanity.
他有全宇宙所有的能力，但是他愿意的将他能力控制住。
He had the power to command the legions of angels to come.
他有能力去叫天上的天使来到。
But for us and you and people of his body,He willfully submitted to suffering.
但为了你和我，他愿意的是顺服和受苦。
He willfully entrusted his entire humanity to the Father to redeem a sinful world.
他愿意将自己去摆上去给神，是顺服在神的里面，信靠神去拯救这个罪的世界。
He who was God and God himself humbled down to become our servant to the point of death at the cross.
他是神，他愿意谦卑自己，成为一个仆人，是来到以至于死，死在十字架上边。
Now that's the service.
这个是那个服侍。
Do you want to serve God?
你愿不愿意服侍神呢？
Then this is the paradigm.
这个就是一个转变。
You must go lower and lower to the point of death.
你要谦卑到一个地步，以至于死。
Or even God will orchestrate your life to the deepest or lowest point.
又或者神呢，会使到你去到一个好低嘅点。
Then he will lift you up.
然后佢会提升你。
And that's not the end of the story.
但系呢个唔系嗰个故事嘅终结。
Once you're lifted up,
当神兴起你的时候
That's the moment to serve his kingdom and his people.
就是那一刻你要去服侍他的国和他的民。
So from the time of the inception of the church until all the way to the Reformation, or even today,
由这个教会的开始到现在
serving at the church does not just come because you've attended the church for a long time.
去服侍教会不是因为你很长时间的来到教会里面。
Almost like a qualification or prerequisite to serve at a church in any capacity is to first suffer, die, resurrect, and glorify, then serve.
要首先去怎样去服侍教会，就是说首先要去受苦，要去死，去复活，去进入神那里。
It was because why? Why is that, Jen?
牧师为什么这样呢?
Because our service to others is not of our own doing.
因为我们服侍人的时候，这个不是靠我们自己所做的事。
It's a privilege to enter into being invited into the kingdom work of God.
这个是神邀请我们有这个特权去进入他的国度里面去服侍人。
In our serving of others, it is through his meekness.
我们去服侍人是藉着他的温柔。
In our serving, it is through His obedience.
是藉著祂的順服。
It is through His glorious resurrection.
是藉著祂榮耀的復活。
That we would inherit the earth, the kingdom of God.
以致我們能夠承受這個地土神的國。
As we advance the kingdom of God in a serving form.
當我們去擴展神的國度去為祂服侍的時候。
It is to fend us. It is to protect us.To do things on our own.
这个是防止我们去靠我们自己去做事。
Because when you realize we're dead with Christ on that cross,
当你去发现你自己和基督在十字架上面已经死的时候
and Jesus has died, the Son of God had to die because of our sin.
耶稣基督要死因为我们的罪。
First, we mourn and we are poor in spirit.
我们去流泪痛哭。
But secondly, when we realize that he has resurrected and ascended into heaven,
第二，我们去知道他已经复活，并且是升天。
We have this hope that would not shake our inner being with anxieties and suffering, but fill us with meekness.
我们有这个盼望，我们的内心是充满了这个温柔，不再是有忧虑痛苦。
We are able to serve others based on what Christ has done, not based on our ability.
我们能够服侍人是因为耶稣基督所做的，不是基于我们自己的能力。
Because if you're serving, not centered in Christ, you are building the Babel Tower again.
如果你的服侍不是建基在神耶稣基督那里的时候，我们是建立我们自己的巴别塔。
You have to come this side of it.
我们要回到这边。
And by grace of God, He will allow us to know which direction we are taking, so we can come back and repent and come to His feet.
藉著神的恩典，祂會告訴我們聽，我們要去哪一個方向，我們能夠來到祂的面前，去到祂的面前。
We do not inherit the earth, nor we serve others, because we are inherently meek enough.
我們能夠承受地土或者服侍其他人，不是因為我們自己本身是溫柔的人。
But because we're united with Christ,
因为我们同基督联合
who is the rightful heir, and in Him we become co-heirs of the kingdom of God.
他是那个合法的继承人，我们同他一起去承受神的国。
In Him, when we come to Christ, the fruit of the Spirit will bear.
我们在他的里面，来到基督的里面，属灵的果子就会结出果子。
And our hearts will be changed.
我们的心会被改变。
And we are no longer driven by pride or self-assertion, but by humble submission to God.
我们不再是受自己的骄傲或者自己的自信去驱使，而是我们是谦卑的去到神的里面。
So lastly, what does this Christ meekness look like today for me or for this life?
最后就是说，基督所讲的这个温柔对我们今天来讲，或者我们今天的生命是什么意思呢？
Jesus doesn't call us to master ourselves.
耶稣基督呼召我们不是做我们自己的主人。
Jesus is calling us to surrender.
耶稣呼召我们要去降服。
Surrender to him who has already conquered sin and death.
降服在耶稣基督的里面，因为他已经战胜了罪和死亡。
If non-Christians or the shoguns or daimyos or warlords were able to accomplish centuries of peace through self-mastery, how much more can we?
如果啊，嗰、那個靠住自己嘅力量，能夠控制自己嘅力量，去使呢個地方去得到和平咁多年嘅時候，
How much
我哋自己係咪可以做得更多
？In our submission to and dependence of on the King of Kings，
我哋去順服喺神呢個萬王之王嘅面前。
Yet many of us who are living in this city，
我哋好多人住喺呢個城市嘅裏邊
，surrounded by people who chase recognition, wealth, and influence。
我哋周围嘅人都去追逐、追赶、寻求人嘅认同。
And if you're honest, we are pulled by those ideologies or values.
我哋好多时亦都系被住呢啲世界嘅价值观所牵引。
We feel pressure to forcefully claim our own piece of land.
好多时我哋都好似被逼要去自己得到自己喺呢个世界上边嘅呢块土地。
Well, it may be a landing that promotion, getting a new job, or securing financials.
又或者系一个得到一份嘅工作，或者系一个经济上嘅稳定，或者一个好嘅平稳嘅生命。
Or even simply to be proven my worth by others.
又或者系受到别人嘅赞赏，觉得我哋系值得嘅。
From childhood, we are taught that we need to be assertive and speak up and carve our own path.
由细个细路仔，我哋就被教导话，我哋要有自信，我哋要为自己去站立去讲说话。
But Christ's meekness is the one that will, or the meek ones in Christ is the one who will inherit the earth.
但系基督话，温柔嘅人先至系嗰个能够承受地土嘅人。
And this challenges us in two ways.
有两方面去挑战我哋。
First, Christ's meekness frees us from pressure of seizing the peace that he could give.
第一就是说耶稣基督的温柔去让我们得到释放，我们不再是自己去寻求这种真正的和平，因为这个和平只有耶稣基督才可以给我们。
We often heard this world tells us, take what's yours.
这个世界经常都讲话你要拿回你自己应得的东
西。But Jesus says the meek will inherit.
但耶稣说温柔的人就会承受到。
Now, inheritance, when you think about it, is not seizing by force.
遗产你想想这个字不是说要去自己用自己的能力去拿回来。
It is received as a gift based on our relationship, a sonship with God.
这个遗产要去得到是靠着同神的关系，这个儿子的名分。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven is not by through a force or sword or even political schemes.
進入天國不是靠著自己的能力或者是政治的手段。
It will be through receiving as a gift by those, for those who trust their Father.
是那些相信父神的人去得到這個世界是一個禮物。
So practically speaking, what does that mean, Jen?
牧師，實在究竟是什麼意思呢？
It means that our ultimate security, our future,are not tied to our performance review.
就是说我们真正的平安和那个安全感不是建基于你自己的力量去拿到什么。
Or our balance in our 401k.
或者不是我们的退休金有多少。
Or the honor or shame that we bring to our family.
或者是也都不是我们将一些什么好的名声去带给我们的家庭。
The Creator, the true owner of all things, will make sure that His faithful children receive their allotted portion.
創造主會肯定佢嘅忠心嘅兒女會得到佢哋要得嘅。
Now, knowing this,
知道呢一點
，knowing this truth,
知道呢個真理
，it'll allow us to work and it'll allow us to serve not out of need to build our own kingdom.
知道这一点的时候，我们能够去服侍，不是说我们要怎样需要去建立这个国度。
But out of joy.
而是出于喜乐。
And it's not a fake joy.
不是一个虚假的喜乐。
It's a joy of knowing that we are a child of God.
这个喜乐是知道我们是神的儿女。
We can be peaceful and restful.
我们能够得到这个安息，这个平安。
Because the King of Kings is building my temple, building my house, and building my life.
因为万王之王去为我建造圣殿，建造我的家，建造我的居所。
Now, secondly, it means that God's redemptive plan is unfolding and expanding and progressing. Now, biblical theology, anyone?
第二点就是说神的这个救赎的计划是不断的进展不断的推展去揭示出来好像我们所说的、圣经神学一样
The Apostle Paul tells us the in Romans 4 the promise was for Abraham to be heir of the world
在、圣经里面他说亚伯拉罕的子孙是他是承受这个世界的后裔
it points us to a new heaven and new earth in Revelation 21
去到启示录，去指向呢个新天新地。
A new heaven and new earth.
新天新地。
When you die tonight,
如果你今晚要死嘅时候
，When you have no other way to come back to church because God called you home or He returns.
因为如果你唔能够嚟到教会，因为神去呼召你要去走嘅时候
，A new heaven and new earth is our inheritance.
新天新地就是我们所承受的遗产
Not just a legacy of a city of stone and steel
不是只是一个城市的一个神话
But a permanent glorious reality A new heaven and new earth
这个新天新地是一个真实的一个永恒的
If God were to call us home tonight
如果神今晚去呼召我们回去的时候
This should change our ambition
这个会改变我们的野心
It should sanctify it.
能够去使我们洁净
So a question becomes for us this morning is this.
今天早上给我们这个问题就是这样
Are we spending our God-given strength or prowess or meekness to secure a tiny temporal plot of land?
我们、啊、是不是建基在神给我们我们有这个温柔而不是我们只是他要得到这么小的土地呢
Or are we exercising the strength and prowess for the coming reality of new heaven and new earth?
或者是不是我们真的去实用着实行着这个温柔去承受这个新天新地呢
In a world that's still dominated, that is still dominated by the struggles of power, Jesus calls us, calls his church,To be a community of the meek.
当这个世界依然是用不同的能力、权力去彼此去斗争的时候，神呼召我们，呼召他的教会是有温柔。
As the one who has been humbled by our own sin, through our poverty and spirit and mourning,
我们为着我们的罪去流泪痛哭，觉得自己是贫穷的。
And as the one who has been comforted and received the kingdom of heaven, exalting Christ,
是个我们是个一个受神的安慰，去承受这个世神承受神的国的时候，我们是将耶稣基督去高举。
We now reflect his character.
现在我们去反映他的特质。
We renounce this world's method, not because we are cowards.
我们去拒绝这个世界的方法不是因为我们自己的懦弱
We are by definition anti-cultural because our confident hope is in God
我们是跟这个世界的文化是相反的因为我们的信心是在神那里
So as we walk out of this sanctuary this morning into your workplaces tomorrow
不当我们离开这个教会明天回去你工作的地方
I pray that we would all exalt our Savior in our daily life
让我们每一日都去高举耶稣基督。
And we ought to pray for one another to do that.
我们都为彼此去这样做去祈祷。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus, you are meek and mighty Savior. We bow before you.
主啊，你是温柔，但是你都是大能的拯救者，我们在你面前去屈膝。
Forgive our sins.
宽恕我们的罪。
And hide every part of human endeavors that was in my mouth.Behind the cross,
将我们所得罪你的嘢都喺十架嘅后边去隐藏起嚟。
Forgive our strivings and forgive our demands.
赦免我哋嘅所有嘅咁任意嘅要求或者系努力。
Make us a true citizens of your upside down kingdom.
让我哋成为你基督国度嘅真正嘅子民。
And allow us to trust the Father, serve others.And wait patiently for the hope of salvation laid upon heaven.
让我们是谦卑的、耐心的去等候神，去服侍其他人。
Until you call us home or you return.
直至你 呼召我们回去或者你回来。
We lay ourselves down at the feet of Jesus.
将我们自己去摆在耶稣基督的跟前。
To wait for the new heaven and new earth, the inheritance of the kingdom.
等待这个新天新地我们承受的神的国。
For your glory alone, in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
为你的荣耀，我们奉耶稣基督的名而求，阿门。